This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Or you can be great. You must be young and free. Young of heart.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, Pastor Manning says a lot of really interesting things that people make jokes out of on the internet, like they do about me. They take it out of context. But I always want to have him on because he always, two or three times, says something really profound that I haven't heard anybody else say. And that's it. I have that liner that says, you know, before we can be great again, we must be free again. But it's true. Trump is young of heart. And he's not perfect. None of us are. But he doesn't want to. He's not out to get people. He doesn't want to make you poor so he can rule over you. He wants to make you wealthy. He's into prosperity. And Trump wants to raise America's confidence in our spirit. We've been beaten, we've been divided, we've been attacked. It's just been, the globalists are out to get this country, and we've been used for great evil. We've done bad things. But you compare it to other countries, America has changed the world for a lot of people in a lot of good ways. The good parts of America, there's a spirit, there's something there, the Renaissance, the Enlightenment, the true expression of the best of Christianity. And the system wants to shut it down. You go back 200 years ago, you know, the British Empire and others said, we can't allow this American system to flourish because it's free market, it's independent, it'll end our monopolies. And the British were more free market than the rest of Europe. That's why they were beating Europe. But they couldn't compete with something even better. Didn't mean we were perfect, but the idea of creating more wealth, humans getting smarter, humans living longer, prosperity, the average person having the answers, the average person like Admiral Nimitz from just an average family in Fredericksburg, Texas, landlocked, becoming the head of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. I mean, back then, folks, they were not looking for people that were from the big family. In fact, that was really looked down upon. It was looking for who was the best, who did do the best in combat and the test, and who took the most action. In Europe, other places, it's not like that. In Japan, and they're really smart folks, I'm not putting them down, it is about what family you're born into. You can go back and say, well, this is 1,000 years ago, they were the best. Whatever. It causes this corruption, and there is a real attack on prosperity, a real attack on small business. That's what Dr. Steve Pachinik always talks about. I know I said, get the other crew back in here, and they'll come back in at the bottom of the hour. I hadn't looked at the schedule that was updated. I was trying to get Pachinik on today. We were able to turn him to pop in for one segment. He was on a month ago and said, clearly she has neurological problems. Clearly she was in the hospital for a year. She needs an independent panel to come in and look at her. And now even Bernstein of the Washington Post has, of Bob Edwards and, of course, Bernstein fame, have come out and said she needs to do an hour talk in front of everybody with her doctor. We need to see this woman more than 10 minutes. What in the hell is going on? This is an obvious cover-up. And I just cannot believe this system bet everything on this. Like she was invincible. The bottom of the hour, I'll air this amazing 6-minute report that Rob Deuce put together. I don't know what you call this. I mean, total proof that Hillary's health is gone, or the history of Hillary's health problems, or a special report, or the Hillary's public health records released. I mean, because these are her public health records, not Hillary's health records released. Hillary's public health records released. You should probably just describe that in the description. But, I mean, her public health record is there to see. Since whatever happened in 2012, the word is brain surgery. The word is brain tumor. The word is bleeding and her sinus into her brain. Most people don't survive a stroke like that. And they admit that went on. And she's on all these weird drugs and it doesn't make sense. So we'll have a focus interview with Dr. Steve Pachinik, who is a board-certifying psychiatrist, and, of course, oversees whole medical facilities and has a degree in understanding the neurology and the physicality of brain problems and mental illness. Because, listen, I'm not a jet pilot, and I didn't go to the moon, but I can look at Hillary Clinton and tell you, that lady's got one foot in the grave, She's dragging the other one into the grave with her right now. So what does that signify for COG as well? What does that signify for the future of this republic with these emergency meetings being held? This is incredible.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Dr. Steve Pachenik is an MD, PhD, an American psychiatrist, former State Department official, author, and publisher. And he's headed up entire medical facilities, treated world leaders, you name it. Run psychological warfare for major agencies. StevePachenik.com is Twitter. Is Twitter.com at Steve Pachenik. And he's just with us for a segment or two because he's a busy guy. And the woods are lovely, dark, and deep. We got a lot of news to cover before we sleep. Some special breaking reports, you name it. But here's the two areas I want to cover with Pachenik, and he can add whatever quadrant he wants into this. A, am I wrong at a gut level that this is a big victory that mainstream media has been discredited? Obviously, Hillary's very sick. No matter how many medical doctors they fire, what they do, major medical associations even say she looks really ill. What in the hell is she doing taking these medications? What Pachenik said over a month ago is what Drew said a week later. That what is she doing taking armored thyroid and Coumadin? This is insane. My dad's an oral surgeon. He knows that's crazy and showing me, you know, just the drug interactions. It's how you kill somebody. So Drew says, I'm worried about you, Hillary, and they fire him. What's really going on with her health? What does this signify for the media that's blown up their face? And then the big enchilada. They're meeting this political event in D.C. the Democrats, whether they're going to go to the Electoral College, the states, and try to basically put the election off. That is in mainstream news. We have it boiled down in articles at Infowars.com. It's good to discredit the system, but what in the world is going on? Obviously, Pechenik has a lot of contacts in the military and other areas that have been trying to block all this, so we'll get his approximation of what's happening. Dr. Pechenik, thanks for coming on.
It's my pleasure, Alex. As usual, we were right. A month ago, I said she was severely ill. I said she had a physical mental illness. I explained it in detail. I didn't wish her harm, but we turned out to be correct. Her doctor was wrong. She's not in excellent health. Lisa Bardak, who was trained, her doctor was trained at Cornell, where I trained, should have done a lot better workup. She cannot run for the presidency of the United States. It's as categorical as I said a month ago. I said it yesterday to my people. I said, here's the following. Number one, the media is discredited. It turns out that a lot of our Twitters now have been retweeted by people on the mainstream media. But despite all that, we have a major problem right now. The Democratic National Committee has to meet, but so does the President of the United States and Biden. The issue now is one of the maintaining the integrity of the Republic and the transition of power. This is not the first time I've encountered this problem. I encountered it when I was a medical student with John F. Kennedy, who was psychotic, had Addison's disease. We encountered it with Nixon, who had been in the hospital under stress. We encountered it with Reagan, who also had problems, and so on and so forth. So the Republic has to now go back to its intelligence and its national security elements, including the generals, chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, including the President of the United States and the Vice President. This is an apolitical issue which has to deal with the transition of power and the election of a person who has to be viable. The Democratic National Committee can pick Biden. I have no problem with that. Or they can pick Sanders. I have no problem with that. But in both cases, they have to reveal the medical records of either Biden, who's already had an aneurysm, who's had multiple problems, although he's been effective vis-a-vis his own legislation and the fact that he can recuperate. Sanders is in pretty good physical health. That's not up to me. What's up to me is the fact that we must open up the medical records of Trump, which he will do. And now,
in fact, reportedly, he's at the doctor today. I've got that from the folks.
That's correct. But the key element now, Alex, and what you have been part of, and again, I'm not throwing hosannas at you, is that you opened up and allowed us to open up the truth once again. And ironically, the truth came on a double truth with 9/11 and her passing out.
Was that not biblical? Was that not archetypal?
That is biblical. That is Greek tragedy. That is an amazing statement. If one believes in a God, which I do, it's his statement or her statement saying, you will be punished for what you have done, and so will the Republic. Cheney, Bush, Zelik, and a whole bunch of the neocons that she was working with. Now we have to concern ourselves about the Republic, and that's one of the issues that I've suggested to my people, that they think very carefully, that they have doctors from all four services, the Navy, Air Force, Army, that they have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the director of National Intelligence, Clapper, along with President Obama, who I believe will do the best he can for the Republic in terms of transition of power, as well as Biden, others in the...
Yeah, because they're not going to get away with trying to pull some scam. I mean, this is going to blow up.
No. I honestly don't believe that in a time of crisis, which this is, quite frankly, where we predicted this correctly. This is not an issue of whether we were right, which we were, and the media was wrong.
Because I haven't used that term, but probably I've said this looks like a super historical crisis we're in.
It is. And honestly, Alex, you and the people have been part of this. I mean, this is the world.
Well, it's the people. It's Drudge. It's you. It's all of us together because the mainstream media has discredited itself.
I want to make it clear because we've taken so much punishment on top of it.
You're right.
Not only, remember, just a month ago, she even said we were part of a conspiracy theory of medicine.
And and she came out and said, I had a dark heart and was the enemy and that our media should be shut down.
That's correct. But be it as it may, right now we have another issue which you should address with other people about the transition of power in the Republic. not a usurpation of power. Obama understands this. I have full faith he will not usurp power. I have full faith that Biden will not usurp power. I know some of the people in the Democratic Party. They knew very well when I said a month ago, these people know me and they know my capability to be a physician. I wasn't kidding that she was impaired. I don't wish her that. The part that really shocks me, Alex, and I got to say this to the audience as well, is, you know, neither Chelsea, Bill Clinton, or anybody in her family made a major effort to stop her from destroying herself physically and mentally. That's what shocked me. And I happen to have met Chelsea, and I happen to know her, and she's a very caring individual. Why no one in her family stopped this nonsense, I can't explain.
That's my biggest point. Is what is Hillary thinking when she's obviously been so sick for years and is deteriorating quickly that she could get away with this? It really shows delusion.
Correct. That is total self-delusion. You and I have been talking about it for years on end. It's pathological. But now, finally, the body said no more. No more delusion, no more stress. I can't handle it.
So let me ask you this question. As a medical doctor, as an expert on the brain looking at this,
yes.
Clearly, she's deteriorating quickly. She's wearing the glasses for people that have seizures. She's clearly having a seizure when she falls over. How are they going to spin this? And am I correct? It looks like she's deteriorating quickly. What could be the real cause?
Well, the real cause is that she has a tumor of the brain and also a tumor in the lung. We don't know where any element metastasized. What I do know is a continuous fainting and syncope, which we call fainting, as well as the seizures and the fact that she's had people who've tried to cover up. The answer is not a good answer. I don't wish this, but the inevitable outcome will be some form of disability, and I hope not death. But this is not a course that has an upward slope to it. And that's why I'm saying to the Democratic National Committee, listen carefully. You have physicians there who work for me. Jim McDermott is a board-certified psychiatrist and adult and child. You have Rand Paul. You have Ben Carson, a Republican. But you have 19 physicians in Congress. Any one of them or all of them should examine her and make the final determination. What's interesting, Alex, is historically we physicians have been very much a part of the Republic. I'm not an aberration. 11% of the Declaration of Independence was written by physicians, and 9% of the Constitution were written by physicians. So you have carried on, along with me and others, a very noble tradition of allowing physicians to maintain the integrity of the Republic. She cannot run. That is absolutely without
question. So what do you expect them to do? I mean, there's different things, but they're openly in the news talking about you having to go to the Electoral College, the states. I mean, this is crazy.
It will not go to the Electoral College because the Electoral College does not represent the will of the people. What it has to do is have a temporary abeyance while Trump, you know, continues his nomination or is a campaign. Either they put Biden in or Bernie Sanders. But the reality is...
But we don't want to push the end of the election back, right?
They might, and I don't have a problem with that. And the reason for that is that we have a crisis. It should have been predictable what happened. But the truth of the matter is, once again, this is what happens when you have nefarious deeds within the Hillary...
No, I agree, and this arrogance, this delusion, so...
Not only arrogance, but it's the nature of willfully harming the Republic. You know, the issue of arrogance is one, but the fact that they were willing to harm the Republic, to put somebody in who was not capable of running the Republic, that's inexcusable. That is treason, and for me, that's many other issues. But let's address this issue. The elections will have to be delayed. The Democratic National Committee can sponsor whomever they want. They have to be very careful about it. The President of the United States will not usurp power because the military and the intelligence community will be on alert for that. He understands that, and he understands that we're willing to work with him on a mutually assured basis of construction, not destruction. So this is one of the times in America and in the world where the world is watching us, and what happens now will show the best elements of our country. Hillary will have to resign, will have to put back.
Well, I think it'll overall, even if they delay it 2 or 3 months, you know, into next year, I think it overall will put Trump way ahead, discrediting the Democrats and the mainstream media. I think this is a demarcation point where you can really mark the true death of the mainstream media. We're going to come back with one more segment, see if you agree with me. Dr. Pechenik, stevepechenik.com, twitter.com, at Steve Pechenik, P-I-E-C-Z-E-N-I-K. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. Regardless of what you think, history is happening now. We have crossed the point of no return. We are at the event horizon.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We have a video up on Infowars.com of people wearing the exact same glasses that Hillary wears when they basically try to stop having seizures. Dr. Steve Pechenik is our guest. I have a clip here I want to play. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
you, I see what I see. The coughing fit was a week ago, so I assume that was pneumonia also. I mean, I would think it would have been, so something's going on. But I just hope she gets well and gets back on the trail, and we'll be seeing her at the debate.
Even when she came out an hour and a half later and hugged that child and that stage propaganda like out of some third world dictatorship, she really looks worse by the day, Dr. Pechenik. But going back before the break, I was asking the question, I mean, overall, doesn't all of this just advance the populism, the new Americanism, the patriotism we see? I mean, I think overall this is a big win for the new media, Trump, and the awakening.
Yeah, I would agree with you, because it's taken 5 years for the new patriotism and the new America to arise after the 9/11 nonsense and storylines that have continued, and they're just not working. But beyond that, what it really tells us is, how do we handle in a more media crisis? Ironically, today there's been a ceasefire in Syria, and now it's up to the president to decide what he wants to do domestically. So we are being judged, and more importantly than Hillary. Hillary's really not as significant as everybody thinks at this moment. What's far more important is how the Republic reacts to a crisis like this. If they decide to delay the election, or they decide that she runs in the election, and they decide that Trump may or may not win an election, that is what the world will be looking at, and that is what the stock markets will be reflecting. So it's an important time for us, and actually the new America that you're part of, I'm part of, and others, it's a populism that broke through the lies, distortions, and corruptions. But at the same time, now we have to show that we have understanding, compassion, and empathy.
Absolutely. Now is where we have to continue, not getting into race wars and stuff that Soros wants. We have to really have some very, very serious smarts here.
Correct. And what has to happen now is we have to be judicious. We have to be, as we've always been, serious, and we have to understand what is the next evolution in the Republic and maintaining the stability of the Republic with our great warriors, our great intelligence service. And now we have to be able to maintain that capability financially and politically, so that the world says, my God, only in America could they get through this.
Absolutely. Well, I know for a fact Trump was approached by great patriots, some of which you know. And he already knew the country was in trouble, and they actually drafted him in. And the fact that he's done all this is just amazing. This is so historic. I'm just really worried about the fact that they're so arrogant. It's clear to you and others she needs to step down immediately. They're so arrogant, they might just run her, even though she might even be able to walk. I mean,
Well, you may be right, Alex, but the irony of self-destruction is that it really does become self-destruction, and she will not make it. I can guarantee you, as a physician, she will not make it. If even she gets elected to the White House.
Well, give us your brief prognosis looking at her. I mean, she's
not good. I mean, the fact that she coughed a week and a half ago, I timed her coughing in Long Island. It was 2.5 minutes without stopping. Subsequently, I watched how she fell down. That's not the first time, the second, or the third time. Her doctor knows very well that the full scans and the CAT scans and MRI and all the rest that was done at physicians and surgeons, what I've said for over a month, will reveal that she has tumors, she has thrombosis, she is not well. She's not capable of running for the president of the United States.
Then what are they thinking? That discredits the whole power structure behind her, that they're crazy to run a corpse.
Well, the point is, it's wishful thinking, and what she will argue and what Bill Clinton will argue is, look, we have the chance to get in there, albeit then we'll pass it on to Tim Kaine. The truth is, Tim Kaine is not qualified to be president of the United States.
By the way, it's even in The Hill. You talked about this 2 weeks ago, that he is basically these Marxist connections. All this
I mean, he's pathetic. He's just a political operative who grew, it was a Jesuit who worked with the CIA, denied it, had the New York Times have to write back to me to say, oh, he's not CIA. Really? I could care less. But the truth of the matter is, everything he said about Honduras was an absolute lie, and he was very much involved.
All right, in closing, you made a lot of accurate predictions. You don't like to make them, but we've got 60 seconds. Do you think, what's going to come out of these meetings the next few days that they admit are ongoing, political admission?
I think the DNC will ask for postponement of an election.
Good Lord.
Well, no, it's good America, because the American public has to decide. And at this point, the new American Republic, which we represent, so-called conspiracy people, which is ironic. We're the only ones who are speaking the truth for 15 years. And the real conspiracy is broken down. All the way from 9/11 to Hillary Clinton.
That's right. Their conspiracy screwed. Trump keeps the nomination. They have to get a new nominee. This is going to be amazing. We'll talk to you soon, Dr. Pachenik.
Either way, he'll win.
Either way, he'll win. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you, Roddy.
Powerful interview. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me tell you, the discussions are going on right now about suspending the election. It's in mainstream news. Obama, the DNC, they're meeting. I mean, what do they do if Hillary has to drop out? I personally say, hey, you still got 55 days, 56 days. She needs to drop out now and put in whatever little demon they're going to have that had this election. But the feds are coming in to save the election. Epic Comedy Alive. Got a bunch of video clips I want to get to. We are the deplorables, the horrible, hardworking people that promote freedom here. We're just horrible. But before we go any further, we are running a special until Wednesday. May have to stop it actually tomorrow. 30 to 40% off on super high quality, incredibly low priced foods. This is the food I've chosen for my family. It's my Patriot Supply. We sell their entire spectrum of food, lowest prices, but I can get around contract rules because they private label for us with their biggest seller and one of the biggest companies out there. Great folks. With InfoWars Select, which means select quality, but it's their full spectrum of food and 30 to 40% off. You can buy the My Patriot Supply food right next to it for 30 to 40% more if you'd like. But again, it's all high quality. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free. We can answer all your questions. 888-253-3139. The new film, $5 million budget, Armageddon, about a globalist plan to come in and take over. Great way to wake folks up. It's available. Get a second copy. Get a free bottle of colloidal silver with that. We have the Mr. Maddow special because she demonized it last Thursday for her entire hour. Where you can get a big discounts on all the different nutraceuticals that she demonized, including Super Male Vitality, 20% off on that, Survival Shield, Nasonine X2, and, of course, Deep Cleanse. And so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. That takes you right to the nutraceuticals page, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And, of course, every person that gets a $5.95 membership each month to watch the InfoWars Nightly News first and exclusively at PrisonPlanet.tv. 20 people can use each membership. And this is how we fund one of the only true independent Americana, libertarian, classical liberal operations in the world. And you see how I'm there. I'm not bragging. I mean, you couldn't drag me away, quite frankly. Saturday, Sunday night. I mean, I was working until 3 a.m. last night. Zimmerman was up here until like 4 or 5 in the morning. He was back here at 10 a.m. when I got here. And, I mean, because wild horses couldn't drag me away. This is history happening, people. This is exciting. And they just hope we just sit there and buy their lies. No, we're countering them with facts. You are just as important as Joe Biggs, Leanne McAdoo, myself, Matt Drudge years ago. You know, would tweet this out and tell reporters this and told Paul Watson this at dinner, you know, years and years ago, and told me this, you know, at dinner. You're just as important as the New York Times. And you know what? I take it further. They've been discredited. We're more important. But what he's saying is we're here. We're covering something. We're pointing something out, just like that citizen that videotaped Hillary collapsing with the seizure. I've seen two members of my family, you know, that have epilepsy from head injuries. You know, you're sitting there talking to them. They're just fine. All of a sudden they go, boom. That's what's going on. Mm-hmm. And it's clear and it's happening. I want to play this clip. We've got a bunch of these clips. I want to boom, boom, boom. But Leanne, you've been chomping at the bit, and then Joe Biggs. Take a few minutes. You've got the floor on just your overall view of where this is going, how crazy this is.
Well, I think it's so incredible how the media immediately, when she was coughing because of the allergies, they immediately went out and said, yes, the pollen was really high that day. And just it's like, just do your job and report in a way that you're not biased. You don't have to be her cheerleaders, you know, just do your job and be an independent, non-biased journalist. And then, of course, you played the clip earlier of the two women making excuses, saying how, you know, how heavily she was dressed. And, well, if I would have been out there in that same outfit, I would have also passed out. Oh, my goodness. So on the one hand, they're trying to say, don't call Hillary Clinton weak. It's sexist to talk about her health. But then you have these women saying how hard it is to be dressed in a jacket. I mean, think about all the men in three-piece suits out there. That,
by the way, we looked it up, just like Joe said. At the time she was out there at 10 or 11, it was like 75, 76.
Yeah.
The high was 82. This is total BS.
Hillary's just so weak. Her clothing, it's so hard.
Well, she wasn't wearing that thick mouse suit like she normally is.
Right.
She was wearing an actual pantsuit, like an actual business attire that you would normally see a woman in that position wear.
Right.
And she looks skinnier and more frail because deep down, that's what she is. Skinny, frail, she's weak, she's sick. And when she puts this huge Mao coat on, she looks a lot bigger and more, you know, just bloated out or whatever. But
yeah.
Well, sure.
She was probably the lightest she was dressed.
What about how she also has to go to, like, Labor Day events and stuff where there's other crowds? No one even wants to see her. We go with camera people. There's like 50 people, 20 people. This is a total facade.
Right.
What were the elite thinking?
They had to close off the room that they gave her when she went to go speak with the church groups because no one showed up. So they had to make the room smaller to give the appearance that
they brought those walls in. And
what do you think of Machinik saying brain tumor, lung tumor? That guy's like, you know, inside.
Well, I mean, it's like, as they keep reporting on her stories, they're like, well, she had dehydration and overheating due to this fainting spell, and then it was some kind of gastrointestinal.
She's just like so many people that have cancer, which, God bless them, they go, I'm going to beat it, I'm going to beat it,
yeah.
And then they die, you know, and it's sad, but I'm telling you, it's like, I'm beating it.
She's just had, like, a consecutive rolling out of illnesses year after year after year. It's just, you know, to have syncope like that where you're just constantly fainting and giving yourself concussion and bleeding tumors in your brain. And, I mean, Come on.
But I've got to be honest, Leanne and Joe Biggs, if you just tuned in, Alex Jones here speaking with InfoWars.com. I knew this was all coming and things were getting so surreal, but now they're openly in mainstream news talking about suspending the election and Hillary's collapsing and we're the leaders exposing it. And it's just like, what's coming next? I mean, what is it like for you guys to work here?
Well, for me, just realizing how we really are shaping the narrative and kind of you sit back and kind of go, whoa, we said that and now it's happening. It makes me just want to start speaking like really powerfully into existence of how we really want things to be rather than just exposing it, but just being like, you know what? Trump's going to win. America's going to be great again. Patriotism is on the rise.
That's because that's the right thing. It's got the history behind it. And some of these people just go with whatever the media says. And you say, listen, stop believing them.
Yeah, that's the interesting part of being here is actually doing the research, looking at the facts, watching all the videos, watching her speeches, going to them, being a part of it, and then watching the mainstream media come out and spin it completely a whole other way. I was expecting today to turn on the TV and hear them go, well, you know, she was just completely overwhelmed by all the memories that happened during 9/11, and that is what caused her to just fall. She was so overwhelmed.
You just said something really important, Joe. We are able, because this is our job, to full-time do this. The general public will be just as good as we were. They're just too busy trying to make a living and take care of their kids and deal with all the taxes and regulations. We do this full-time. So that's really a luxury.
Mm-hmm.
My job is a luxury to be able to really fight this tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the questions you asked earlier is, you know, what is this going to lead to? Where is this all going? You know, her health is failing extremely fast. And, you know, yesterday we saw her collapse. We saw the videos. And there's a new article out at The Hill right now. It says Tim Kaine's radical roots. It says, according to the media, Tim Kaine took a life-transforming mission trip to Latin America in 1980. Conveniently left out of these stories are the radical reality of the Cold War in Latin America and Tim Kaine's Soviet-sympathizing mentors. This is a very interesting article. It says, connect the dots with a little history and an alarming picture emerges of Kaine's adventures with radicals and revolutionaries in 1980.
Now the truth is, it was even worse. He was setting them up. Chinnick talked about it. He's even worse. He's not even a real commie. He goes and sets them up.
They said that he
leads them, though.
Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
They said that he embraced the interpretation of the gospel known as liberation theology.
Yeah. That's the whole Reconquista Ford Foundation.
Yeah, right. He's like a Marxist Jesuit.
Same as the Pope.
Pope says, get everybody in, but not my palace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these guys are incredible. I want to play a few clips here. We've got a ton of them. Let's go ahead and what was the first clip you guys were telling me during the break was important to play? You were right, but I forget which one it was, Matt. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Hillary Clinton, basket of deplorables. We have Trump's attack ad responding to it. Let's play some of those clips.
You know, to just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that.
Now, here's Stephanie Cutter, a DNC operative that's worked for Obama, going even further, saying they're all deplorable. So, I mean, this is true demonization.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. I know so many liberals, so many people that support Trump, they actually remember stuff Trump did. Conservatives ought to be the ones that actually, if you want to get down to brass tacks, like mainline super Christian conservatives who are great people, but sometimes ought to, you know, get the beam out of their own eye. Because Trump is not, anti-gay, where he just hates these people, you know. And Trump really is liberal on a lot of things. The difference is he wants prosperity. He's Americana. That's why they hate him. He's not a globalist. I mean, the fact is he just, the problem is he talks off the top of his heart, like I do. They can take it out of context. But here's the next clip.
My Nixonian lurking in there.
Stephanie, it's tough to defend the remark, is it, or no? Do you think it's tough to defend the remark deplorables to do stereotype a group of people or
not? Absolutely not. I think that her only mistake is that she said half of his supporters were deplorable. But does anybody around this table, have they not seen Trump's rallies? Have they not seen Trump's own remarks? He is attracting a certain type of voter. She gave a whole speech on describing them. They're called the alt-right. And they tweet racist things. He retweets them. He says it from the stump.
All the questions are right.
From research in this election, we know that his own words calling
Donald Trump used his own plane to land because he had a medical staff on there to help someone out last week, I believe it was. Then he also used his plane to go get people that needed to be rescued. This guy's not deplorable. He goes out and goes above and beyond the duty.
Well, he's not a lazy ass. He went to Mexico. He went to Louisiana. It's so obvious that the elite are so arrogant, they would run a doddering, collapsing, brain-damaged person and then think we're so dumb we can't see how sick she is when three speeches on Monday she had to cancel in hacking fits, and then she's gone all week and pops back up and falls on her butt and then comes out of her house in a stage wag-the-dog little girl. Oh, little girl. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, she's canceled her trips to California she's supposed to go to today.
I want to play this clip, because it's for radio audiences, we can also narrate over it some. The full video is going up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but it may already be up, but do spend a lot of time on this. A compilation of a lot of her different health problems and things that happen. So we're going to air that right now and then basically narrate Rob Dew's six-minute clip that our news director put together. We're going to post this all over Infowars. We're going to tweet it. We're going to Facebook it at Real Alex Jones. Please get this video out. Let's go ahead and start it right now.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
You bet you are.
Do you also know that Hillary Clinton uses a wheelchair? Her personal vehicle has had to be outfitted with a wheelchair lift because she is not a person who can actually walk. She secretly uses a wheelchair all those times you think you've seen her walking. She hasn't been walking.
Here, let's get plugged and back this up. I'm going to skip this break. It's important. Think about this.
It's so ridiculous.
She's saying last week she lied so that I said she couldn't walk when the Secret Service said she has these access vehicles, and then we actually get photos. There's a wheelchair, too. It's worse than what the Secret Service told us.
$250,000.
They said equipment, we're not going to tell you. Just go. They said, please come to the rallies. They said, put your crews on the rallies, you'll see. To be fair, they didn't even give us any info. They just said, if you come, you will see.
I mean, right.
And we did. There's a damn wheelchair coming out the back.
Yeah, Millie sees gurney, wheeling the gurney over.
Oh, my
head.
God.
And then she says, we're lying. And 3 days later, it comes out.
She needs to apologize.
The lie she said about us is we didn't say that comes true.
Did you send Mr. Maddow a box of super male vitality?
Well, she'd have a super female, right?
Oh, I don't. I think.
Well, that's Chris Hayes. I can't ever tell which one's which.
I told everybody I'm not always gay, but when I am, it's for Maddow or Trump. It's like a dream trip for me. All right, I'm going to stop right now. I'm sorry. I already bought fried chicken for the whole office in celebration. I'm serious. That's why we celebrate in my family. Let's go back to the video. Here it is.
With a wheelchair lift because she is not a person who can actually walk. She secretly uses a wheelchair all those times you think you've seen her walking. She hasn't been walking. Did you know that? Did you also know that Hillary Clinton has Parkinson's disease?
No. You could not make up. It's her saying that she has to be, she can't walk. Sorry, go ahead.
You know what her favorite place to eat at is? Little Caesars Pizza.
Little Caesars Pizza. Yeah. I want to be fair. People that have public stuff is very serious. Yeah. It's hit my family very hard. But them lying about it, she's a public figure. It's fair game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and this person is.
All the veterans she's gotten killed. The Christians she turned Al Qaeda loose on.
The rapist, child rapist that she's gotten off.
Yep.
Now she's fair game, folks.
He's deplorable.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Anyone who has an entire book, website, everything dedicated to the Clinton body count should not be.
And by the way, Google's been caught censoring that again. And
yeah.
Now they're censoring this.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to the footage they don't want you to see. I've had to pay licensing fees and all this crap for this. Here we go.
These things are true. I know they are true because I read them in the headlines. Here, I will prove it to you. Here was the shock headline on Hillary Clinton's wheelchair vehicle. Just one column over from that, there was also this seemingly competing news. Hillary Clinton, does Hillary Clinton have Parkinson's disease? The subhead there, we can all see she has some very serious health problems.
And our private media cannot fill that gap.
The media spinning lies and misinformation to try to get us off of that hot button that we're on. So.
Well, exactly. Watson's got an article out today just how the Clinton campaign is really pushing for the media to blatantly cover up, lie, anything. They do not want to touch this Hillary's health. They think this could have the potential to derail her entire campaign.
Everyone fell back. A little girl runs up. Oh, look. Oh,
Hillary Clinton. He says she was standing on a curb with a protective detail waiting for her motorcade. They were surprised to see her because she wasn't supposed to be leaving yet, so they had to wait for the motorcade 2 or 3 minutes.
And the reason they got a really big guy is she's falling over.
She was found up underneath the van. Her protective detail helped her into that van. And then the van took off, presumably in the direction of a hospital. They grabbed her shoe and flagged down her.
She said, listen,
her shoe was given to that
worse.
Detail.
We said,
was following
they,
the other two people, and they left.
They won't tell us what it is.
Ground zero.
They're not doctors.
Just moments ago, because of some
only a brain tumor
medical episode that Hillary Clinton was suffering.
Extremely humid temperatures. She was adorned in a long sleeved coat, a pantsuit. And
she was adorned
what we
royal
see here now is her getting into the
golden garment.
She was a little bit unstable there. She was a little bit wobbly. That's like an appropriate word to use.
I love
right
how they're
again,
gaslighting
she had
us in real
time. Hit pause. That was like a race car crash. It's like blowing out. Like, it's a little unstable. Like rolling down the...
Oh, I love how they're like rolling the video while the lady's narrating.
Is this not totally the best comedy? I mean, I'm sorry she's sick, but these people are funny, man. No.
But did you see how quickly the rest of that crew moved in around her? As soon as she collapsed, you saw a human wall.
Well, Secret Service said, we're not going to tell you everything. Just come to her events and watch. When we get there, it's like ambulances, gurneys, people running around everywhere.
EMT Secret Service.
How much man?
They blocked out ambulance
with body armor on, and it gets worse. You know the mainstream media has been getting all this. It knows it.
These guys are.
I bet Maddow changes Hillary's diapers.
These guys are way more armored than the freaking medical people we had in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Here. Let's go back to the rest of this BS. Here it is.
What I'm wearing now to be appropriately dressed to anchor a broadcast.
It's not terribly hot today, John. It's warm, certainly warm and warm at the seams. But again, Hillary Clinton, my source,
real
15
story
feet away, says she appeared to be having some sort of medical episode.
She has an unbelievably challenging, taxing schedule that would be so physically for anybody, right? Let alone somebody. The whole issue of transparency. And this only reinforces all the conspiracy theories. You know, why is it that an advanced and fairly well-educated country like ours is nevertheless getting to be as susceptible to political conspiracy theories as broadly uneducated countries in faraway lands?
Because the media is dumbing everyone down.
And there he is, like, helping her. She's clearly out of her mind like that.
Keep talking.
Okay, here we are.
But there's nothing wrong with her. I'm out on the campaign with her. Aside from that cough, she has more energy than I do, or half the press corps, which is a lot younger than her, the rest of the press corps.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact is that they have only made things worse.
Now they're allowed to come report. Has her
and that's when I got spit on that time.
And if she has pneumonia right here, she should be. She's spreading all that contagion by coughing with.
I'm glad I wore that Ebola.
And of course, it's all made up. I mean, she doesn't have pneumonia.
I know.
Why is it that we get more and more susceptible conspiracy theories as conspiracy theories as time goes on? We don't seem like the kind of country where they would have as much traction as they do now,
especially
in our contemporary era in politics. Part of the reason why we're so susceptible to conspiracy theories right now is that guys like Alex Jones make a ton of money circulating them as widely as they possibly can. They use multiple platforms. They use talk radio and the internet, and they live stream their kind of fake TV shows.
How dare
they make a very good living doing it? And there's going to be a
rally was announced. He has sponsors and sell stuff. Let's go to break.
What?
I mean, it's like they're selling Prozac. I'm selling vitamin C, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, I'm so evil. I'm selling T-shirts. I'm so bad.
He's
on the radio and TV and the internet. And
how dare he?
I don't think she was able to stand up long enough because she didn't have that earpiece in her ear anymore. Remember, we called her out on that. And that's gone, so her handler wasn't able to tell her.
And we didn't even do this last week.
One in front of the other.
We blew that up. They had digitized. They were so lazy. They had digitized it in those photos out.
The MSNBC executive came out and said, no, that's a ball of wax with light reflecting off of it that looks like an earpiece.
They blurred it. The damn pixels are there. I mean, these people are crazy, dude. Because they got to be telling her, okay. People say, well, she's really smart. She doesn't need help. Yeah, until 5 years ago with her brain tumor.
The guys on the
when
earpiece.
When she's flipping out, they got to go, it's okay.
The guy, the guys that is running the earpiece is like, all right, you're losing the crowd right now. Bark like a dog. All right, now make an extremely crazy looking face right now.
I know. What the hell's... All right, let's finish up with the video. Here it is.
Because of it for a long time. And usually this kind of stuff has no major effect on the United States of America other than lowering our median IQ a couple of points and making us seem slightly more embarrassing on an international stage. Right. For every additional year, they circulate their insane alien lizard people theories of everything. We get a little bit dumber. And that's the major effect it has on the United States of America. But this year,
you can even hear the clang. This metal bolt falls out. It goes clean.
That's probably the injection thing. That was probably one of the needles or one of the cartridges. Because the guy comes up and just jabs her really quick.
Yeah. Because you see, when she came out, even with the forum, she was like, her eyes were like, you know, she was pumped up on some kind of drug.
Yeah, she looked drugged and not have seizures, but also then they give you amphetamine on top of it. Or,
right.
I mean, she looked whacked out of her noggin.
Right.
Let's give the launch codes to her immediately. please continue.
And then the secrecy yesterday is for an hour and a half, the press corps, the protective press pool of reporters, which is supposed to be with her just for this kind of emergency, they are kept back at the ceremonies. They don't know that she's not told that she's got a Chelsea's apartment. Then they're brought there so that we can see her coming out looking very spry.
Wow, there's our daughter.
Went and lay down in some like hyperbaric chamber.
See, here
then, they hadn't told everyone she had pneumonia
yet.
After this first happened, they finally tell us.
Oh,
here's
pneumonia.
The diagnosis of pneumonia that
that's good. Let's stop it. Look, folks, they think you're an idiot. They think we're idiots. We're not. This whole thing is unraveling. This is spectacular. The big question is, what are they going to pull next?
Well, they're going to try and say it's pneumonia. The health history, the health mystery is solved. It was pneumonia. Okay, we can all, you know, get back to work. And maybe she'll take the next 2 weeks off so she can be there and do the debates. But what if she has...
She needs the next 2 weeks off for the for the pneumonia.
What if she collapses during the debates?
I had a dream about a month ago. I told people around the offices that she's had a debate with Trump and, like, falls over. It's like going like this. And I just go, we're liberal. We have to give it to her now. She fell over.
Yeah.
They might make her president just because she has no brain.
But I have a vision that there's just going to be Trump on stage, and then there's going to be like a computer monitor with a screen with her face giving answers or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Drudge with the brain in the jar.
Yeah.
Drudge had a brain in the jar last year.
Right.
By the way, I know Drudge only does interviews every 3 or 4 years. And if it is to us, it's got to be to somebody, man. I mean, please, show back up. Come be interviewed by teleportation or by hologram. It's time in this compressed time module. 1 year is like 5 years now, Drudge. Drudge must appear.
Yes.
Start doing a ritual.
Speak it into existence.
Exactly. No, but I mean, I'm telling you, stuff's getting crazy. I got a few other clips I want to play. 5 minutes into overdrive, and I hand the baton to David Knight. But other points. Go ahead, Liam.
Well, I just think it'll be very interesting to see, you know, over the next 2 weeks. I appreciate how Donald Trump isn't allowing this health thing to derail him because, you know, they wanted to move on from that Bassett of Deplorables comment quickly. But, you know, they were like, the fainting, that wasn't how we wanted to.
But do you think this is staged? I don't think it is.
Oh, no way. Heck no.
It's kind of like jumping from one horrible landmine to the next.
Exactly.
Let's change the subject.
No, not to that. Yeah, no, this was definitely not staged. She was trying to get out of there as quickly as possible.
Does this portend a Trump victory or do they assassinate Trump?
I don't know. I think he's got the high ground right now. After her deplorable remarks, the fact that if you go on Twitter, I'd say 90% of my followers have now changed her name to like Deplorable Chris or, you know, Caitlin the Deplorable. Like,
can we get Deplorable Jones?
Her entire deplorable campaign backfired so horribly. And the internet, the millennials, the alt-right, everyone's kind of waking up.
Everyone wants to be deplorable.
Yeah, I'm deplorable.
Yeah,
I'm happily deplorable.
If Hillary Clinton isn't deplorable, then I want to be deplorable.
I'm happily deplorable.
A new series.
Bad person.
XXX, the deplorable. Are you deplorable? No, actually, they're such evil people that we're deplorable to them. Not that we're on some high horse, but we're not out to get anybody. We just want the truth. That's all we're looking for. We're not out to screw anybody over. We don't think they're the smartest guy in the world like Hillary's, you know, minion, whatever his name is. We'll be back in 70 seconds with the fourth hour. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. It's where the revolution against tyranny begins and ends.